Votre communauté, vos conversations. SBS French.
A great pleasure of welcoming on the French program Jacques Tranquille, who runs a small family business called the Billabong Roadhouse, which is 235 kilometers north of Geraldton in Western Australia on the way to Carnarvon. Jacques, welcome.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm glad to be on your show.
Tell us the story of the Billabong Roadhouse. How did you get there?
Well, I used to have a wholesale company going up and down the coast selling two roadhouses. And I always sort of liked the Billabong, and one day it came up for sale. So we decided, well, let's give it a go. Let's get into the roadhouse game.
So the roadhouse has been there for quite a number of years, nearly 60 years old.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, it's about 58 years old now. We've had it for 14 years, going on 15 in December, yeah.
Tell me more. You come from Mauritius, which is an island west of Perth, and what prompted the change to go to the outback to leave the city?
Well, I left the city. We were based in Perth when we first came to Australia, but I left there when I was about 22, came to Geraldton, and from that point on, you know, I didn't have much of an affinity for the city life anymore, and and the Billabong came up, which is as remote as you can get them, really. I mean, we're not far from cities, but when you do long days, you may as well be a million miles away. So we're sort of 100% self-sufficient out this way. And, the challenge is good, and it still is good.
Yeah, like I said, it's 235 kilometres north of Geraldton, something like 770 kilometres from Perth, and 3,938 kilometres from Melbourne.
That's a long way.
Can you describe the ground around you, the terrain around you? Is it
sure.
desert?
Sure. It's mostly low-lying bush in this area. There's no tall gum trees or anything of that nature because it's quite a warm sort of climate. There's realistically, what is it, about 10, 12 people on site between the two of us. There's a caravan park next door. And bar that, I think our closest neighbour is about 46 kilometres away, and there's three people there. It's pretty out there. But we're on a main highway, so the visitors through the day get quite a few visitors come through.
People can stop over, sleep, rest and recover. Tell me how you manage with the COVID. What were the consequences of the lockdown in March?
The lockdown in March was huge, like nothing we've seen before, really. Because of the highway itself, I mean, I think it was about 120k south of us where the actual closure went in for regions. So, you know, from the north end, there was nothing to travel to going south, and the south couldn't come north. So our numbers went down dramatically. Literally, we were down to 10, 20, maybe 30 cars a day if we were lucky. And that's, you know, we would do that in half an hour. That's a huge drop, especially for that time of year where it's probably one of the busiest months coming into April. So it was a big, big drop in sales and also a big learning curve on the business side of things to be able to just stop and go, okay, you know, it is what it is. Let's just, you know, hang in there and make it happen. But we stayed open the entire way because that's what we're here for. We're here to serve people. So we decided, well, take the good with the bad and stay open.
And how is it going now these days?
Oh, look, it's good. When the borders opened again, the regions opened, everyone from WA, you know, listened to the advice and they actually started travelling. So we saw a lot of travellers that had never been to the Northwest before. A very different crowd, but a very nice crowd, but busy, very, very busy, more so than I think anybody had expected on the Coral Coast. So we were tested in a major way.
So tell me a bit more about the Billabong Roadhouse. What are some of the goodies on offer? Do you have anything like Mauritian cuisine, for example?
Well, we've got our curries online, that's for sure. We always have a good supply of curries here. But a good 8 years ago, we started focusing a bit more on some healthier options. So when you come here, there's really a very small range of what you would call, you know, grease and eat sort of food. And the rest of it is all, you know, freshly made wraps and freshly made Vietnamese rolls. And, you know, there's quite a bit there. We for healthy eaters. So we just really went into that side of the business and pushed that area. We've got a good size 60 seat restaurant. We've got 18 rooms out the back for accommodation. So we've got a pretty good stretch of what people would need. And, you know, our shop, our retail shop, has got everything. It's got all sorts of goodies in there. So, you know, whether you're a young kid or an older person, you'll find something of interest for sure.
Great place for a stopover, for sleep, for resting and to recover. And I imagine the stars at night in the clear skies must be an amazing sight.
Oh, look, it is amazing. The sights you see out here, because we have two businesses. We have one which is in Shark Bay and one which is here. The service station in Shark Bay is directly across the road from the ocean, so you can imagine the views there. Here, all you've got is red dirt and bush, but it's just as spectacular. You know, it's the sunset, the sunrises are amazing. As you said, the stars at night, especially this time of year where there's no clouds, are simply stunning, you know, really stunning. And you get some very interesting sort of views in this area.
Jacques Tranquille, best of luck, and as we say in Mauritius, bonne chance. À bientôt.
Yeah, and you too, my friend. Take care.
Over the hills at Lung Bugalong, there's a billabong, billabong, bong, 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 bong. Away out west, there's a billabong bong, and that's where the looka looka sings his song, while the bunga bunga dances all night long. Round and round the billabong bong, dance to the music of the Okanini song, round the billabong, billabong bong.
Votre communauté, vos conversations. SBS French.